Visitors to the Central Pennsylvania Festival of the Arts this weekend will be treated to a new kind of art in the form of book benches. 25 painted benches in the shape of open books will be placed around Center County in the coming year. WPSU intern Mary Chuff reports the first of the benches will be on display this weekend.
Sean Bodley's studio is set back off a quiet road in Lamont, almost hidden by a thick patch of trees. This landscape is central to Bodley's work as an artist. Today, Bodley is doing a painting of trees and a pond on a small canvas.
I'm very focused on climate change-based art and trying to use my art as an activist tool as well for change, in addition to just capturing the beautiful landscape.
But for the past month, Bodley has taken time off from painting canvases to devoting his talents to painting one of the first benches for the Center County Book Benches Project. The benches are the first project of the Center Foundation's Center Inspires grant project. Molly Kunkel is the executive director of the Center Foundation. She says the Center Inspires grant project is meant to be a transformational grant in the community. The 2014 grant award focused on the arts and community engagement.
And I think as they start showing up around the county, and people will start to recognize them and be excited about hopefully touring around and seeing where they are.
The Benches Project was the winning grant proposal of SPE Federal Credit Union and the Child Development and Family Council, where Ann Walker is the executive administrator. Walker is one of the first to admit that the project is a little outside her organization's wheelhouse, but she says that was one of the appeals of the grant.
Our goal was really to do something that would be different, you know, that would be an art object, so people would have something interesting to look at and to view that would tell the story of Center County.
The idea of placing the benches in different communities around Center County is similar to other community sculpture projects, but Kunkel says she thinks the benches are the first of their kind. Originally, the applicants had considered animals, but couldn't find one animal that seemed representative of the area.
And because this area is so focused on learning with the university here, it seemed, and reading, it seemed really like the perfect kind of icon for Center County.
Local artists have volunteered to paint the benches. Bodley's bench will be one of the first on display this weekend at Arts Fest. Bodley attended a meeting at the State College Borough Building and then incorporated the ideas of the community into his proposals for the bench.
The ones that spoke to me most were weather and landscape, and since I do a lot of landscape painting outside, that's the one that I chose to pursue.
Bodley says he's done community art pieces in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where he went to art school. But the book benches are his first community piece in State College.
I'm really interested in the public art aspect. A lot of times artists get cooped up in their studios or in galleries, and so to have your work in a public sphere is really an honor, and in a lot of ways it's the most honest way you can get feedback for your work when people see it.
While artists are painting the initial benches, there are plans for future benches that will mimic paint-by-number projects so the community can assist in the design. Kunkel estimates the entire project should be finished by the end of the year, but she hopes the project continues long after the initial benches are completed.
I think they're just going to be so much fun, and so much fun for people to, as a way to kind of encourage people to explore around the county.
I'm WPSU intern Mary Chuff.